Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, today I want to talk to you all about integrity. Integrity. I am showing up for this podcast episode, just coming out of the shower with a towel on my head, and I am here showing up committed to my business, committed to serving you, and I'm not going to make a bunch of excuses to not record this podcast episode. I am here. I'm committed. I am devoted to serving you, to serving Gaia, serving this earth, even if I have to show up with a towel on my head. Integrity. Integrity is an integral ingredient to your project success, to success with your clients, to success with communing and collaborating with the land. It's integral to your prospering design practice on all levels. Integrity. It is one of the values that I hold high amongst others are beauty, co-creation. Integrity really forms a solid foundations for my business and for my well-being and for the ease and flow and the deliverability. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the ability to deliver at a certain caliber to my clients. The ability to be able to deliver at a certain caliber to Gaia, to the land. Humanity needs to shore up its integrity. And look, I'm not talking as if I've figured it all out and that I'm like floating or, you know, in this other, you know, higher dimension where I'm in perfect integrity all the time. I fall out of integrity consistently. I mean, constantly. I wouldn't say consistently. The aim is to be consistently holding integrity in our lives. If you choose, it is your decision. I just realized I didn't have my microphone in. So anyway, today's is like this. Who cares? I'm flowing and I'm in the stream. Integrity. I fall out of integrity. You know, I'll say one thing about maybe being, you know, let's say controlling our anger is a good thing. And, you know, we've got to stay aligned, you know, connected to nature, restore our bodies. You know, I can say you know, and I do try to hold all of these values. And then one day I'm like yelling at my husband, I'm totally not taking care of my body and not, you know, showing up to all my relations at an integral level. Right. So, you know, we're human. So I want you all to relax on that level. But I want all of you who are here to build the new earth, to build this new business, to when, you know, you are all change agents, transformational leaders. You are women who are wanting to pave a new way for design with the land and with your clients. And it, when you're pioneering a new way, it requires you to shore up your integrity even more, because you're going to be facing a lot of pushback, challenges, a lot of questions coming in from, society, your family, friends. And when we are in our integrity, grounded in the four corners of our inner temple, then you'll be able to make decisions that are really coming out of your own true source. You'll be able to much more easily tap into your intuition. And you know, it's about, you know, if you're wanting to build the successful business, being in integrity is super critical for good client relations, right? It's super integral for executing the project at a certain caliber, as I mentioned before. Before I go deeper, I want to give a shout out to a few mentors of mine. The first is Lawrence Follows. I entered into a 3-semester group program with Lawrence Follows and a wonderful group of amazing beings in Guelph, Ontario, when we were living there as a family. And it's a personal development course, which I believe is available online as well. It is called On the Presence, led by Lawrence Follows. Not sure if they're still running them now, but I want to give a shout out to him because he taught me and the group about integrity and how we can practice our integrity day to day with our families, in our business, in our work environments, and with ourselves. The other person I want to honor and acknowledge is Connor Sauer. She is a mentor of mine in a coaching group led by Kendra Thornbury. She is an elder. She is also, her wisdom has inspired me very much, and is, I'm able to consistently go back to the lean on her support, and she's has a lot of amazing teachings about integrity as well as Kendra Thornbury. Kendra Thornbury is my business coach, and she is always challenging me to show up, step up, and notice where my mind may be playing tricks on me, excuse me, and putting me in a state of sabotage, and convincing me that, you know, I can't do this or that, and I'm not good enough, or all that stuff. So thank you to all of you, all three of you. So integrity. There are three areas that I want to touch on here. The first is really practical tools, really, really practical tools for showing up for your business. Okay. And they're founded in integrity. Imagine again that you are, let's take a few deep breaths. And first, instead of me, I'm just tuning in, flowing in with the intuitions now. Instead of me passing on a bunch of information and you're receiving it through, let's say, your upper body area, mind, let's sink in deep into our sit bones and deep into our legs, our knees, the lower legs, the ankles, the feet, and taking a few deep breaths. Good. And And really exhaling and releasing any and all thoughts, vibrations, feeling sensations that are a distraction or don't serve you in this moment. Focus in on grounding in on your lower body and anchoring in the foundations of your inner temple. And imagining that there are four corners, four foundation stones of your temple. They are firmly anchored in to the earth. Getting a sense that your temple is a bridge between earth and sky. Getting a sense that the walls of your temple are growing. And the roof. And imagining light streaming through openings in your inner temple. And getting a sense that this temple is built with solid earth, and perhaps this temple material has a mixture of crystals or sands, clays. Imagine what this temple is built out of in order for it to provide solidity and integrity. Allowing the image, the sensations, the messages, the feelings to develop as this temple forms around you. Within you. However this temple is forming, allow it to be what it needs to be. And I invite you to think of some words, some qualities, an essence, perhaps, that represents each corner of your temple, your inner temple. Perhaps one corner represents beauty. Perhaps another corner represents bounty. Perhaps another corner represents devotion. Maybe another represents creation. Empowerment. Support, alignment. Continue with what words and continue to listen to your own body's wisdom to allow for what words want to anchor in the four corners of your inner temple. What foundations are you laying for your prospering design practice? What are the intentions that you are laying? What are you committed to? What are you devoted to? What do you want to dream into being? What are you a stand for? And allowing this temple to fully merge and integrate with the bones of your body. Allowing it to seep into your skin, into your muscles. And in this moment, holding out your hands and imagining and offering a gift. Being placed in your hands by your spirit guides. And allow for what wants to emerge. You may get a feeling, sensation, image, a sense of weight, a tingling. And now offer this gift that you have received from your spirit guides to the sacred fire within your heart, within the center of your temple, within the holiest of holies, at the heart of your inner temple. And once that feels complete, taking a few deep, nourishing breaths and wiggling your toes, maybe turning your spine. And coming back to your physical body and opening your eyes. So what was that experience like for you? Going back to the theme and focus of integrity, we start to feel into what that feels like. I'm curious, make some comments in the YouTube or make a comment in my Instagram post for this episode, or send me a PM or an email. What does it feel like to be in integrity first? Let's tune into that. What comes up for me is a sense of support, a grounding, a consistency, commitment, devotion. These words came up. A holding of a container also comes up for me. The creation of structure. When we're building our business, imagine, or when you're building your business, imagine that it is being built up like a temple, right? And there are certain things that the engineers, the builders, and the architects need to do first to lay strong foundations, right? The earth needs to be investigated, right? We need to do testing. And I think it's called the boreholes, right? Where you're digging deep into certain layers of earth to determine the consistency of the earth. So you can calculate the size and depth of the foundations you need to build. Are you on solid ground? Are you anchored in bedrock? Or is it slippery and slidey? Now, of course, there are lots of beautiful examples of architecture that are floating on rafts and floating islands. And so I'm not saying that, you know, we can't build on soil that is not bedrock, but you know what I mean by the inner temple, right? We know what it feels like for all of you who are sensitive to land energies. You know what it feels like to be on that rock, right? On that firm bedrock. You know, those temples that are built on the side of a cliff, right? I'm thinking of some imagery from East Asia, from Tibet, that grow out of the rock. And then the walls can be built, the roof can be built. And you can face any and all challenges, global and personal, when your foundations are anchored in firm bedrock. So what does that look like on a day-to-day? Are you setting up schedules that you can stick to? Right? In your client relations, for example. Are you able to meet your commitments? Right? That's a part of being in integrity. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we get sick. Sometimes life happens, right? And that's okay. But are you communicating? Are you consistently communicating with your clients, or are you kind of avoiding, like, oh, I was supposed to get this done, and you're kind of procrastinating, and you're not communicating with your clients or perhaps your project team? That's one example of being in integrity. You know, look, I meant to give this to you on this and this date. I wasn't able to manage it, or, you know, I don't know how you'd be able to say it. And, you know, I can commit to this and this date. So these are really subtle but very important stones you place in your foundation, right? What else? Being in integrity with yourself, integrity with your business. Are you keeping to the goals and visions that you committed to? Or are you letting family and life just, or the moon and the stars, you know, us spiritual people, or us, you know, women who are, you know, in tune with the moon and in tune with the cycles of life and the ebbs and the flows, you know, the feminine can most certainly be swayed by these ebbs and the flows, right? The tides and the ebbs, right? The ins and the outs and the ups and the downs and the emotional waves and this and that. Notice how much all of that prevents you from executing your vision. Maybe you're just about to build this new business and you're crossing the threshold, And there's a whole bunch of excuses that you're making up, like, oh, I'm not dealing with this. Oh, I'm, you know, my children, I'm going to wait until my children are a certain age. There's just too much life happening right now. Family members are maybe sick and you're taking care of them, or you have, there could be a whole slew of things, or, you know, there's going to be another economic crisis. So I better, you know, hang low and stay in a safe zone and stay in the job that actually makes me miserable. In that scenario, are you in integrity with your highest vision? Are you in integrity with your purpose? Are you in integrity with your divine calling? Are you fulfilling commitments that you've made to others? That's also a question. Just take a look at that. Observe, you know, I don't want you to be beating yourself up over it. You know, this is not the message that I'm transmitting today. I am here to hold this stand, this stake in the ground for all of you women. I want to ensure that you are not wrapped up and being twisted and turned and bent by all these stories that you're, you know, making up, or that you feel are in the way of building your business, in the way of birthing your new modality, in the way of taking the leap to design in a way that is so in tune with your intuition, and is aligned with the energetics of nature and the land, and, you know, paving the way for the new paradigm way of designing. But women, if you're not ready to commit to a schedule, if you're not ready to commit to consistently communicating and holding space for other people, which are your clients, right? Projects, agreements, and, you know, projects require agreements, right? An agreement, I mean, I'm designing, and in, again, with the help of my business coach, Kendra, I've designed an agreement that really is like this, testament or, structure that is a vibration of the temple that we just visioned together, right? It is a sacred agreement, right? So I don't want you to misunderstand me when I talk about schedules, commitment, all these structures that need to be put in place for the success of your business. I don't mean that we're going to be inspired by or taking from the old paradigm, right? This the patriarchy or whatever you want to call it, right? These dry, very dry, cold structures that have no life, no love, no honoring, no acknowledgement, no juice, no delight. You know, they're just these dry, dry agreements. You can create your own agreement. You can create your own structure, your own way of working. As I fixed the towel on my head. Right? Oh my God. I'm looking at myself even more in this. It's so funny. Okay. Where was I? Integrity. There are various vehicles and ways to lay the foundations for integrity in your business. Are you committing to what you said you are committing to? And again, it's okay if things happen and you're not able to complete or but communicate with others who may be affected by that. Communicate. Be aware of your capacity to choose and decide whether you want to be in integrity or not. That's the first step, the choosing of it. I choose to be in integrity with all my relations. So that's a glimpse into the business aspect. The sacred blueprint modality that I have birthed is a manifestation of integrity. It is a sacred container, and it's in a different sense. Integrity has many aspects, many aspects. It is a sacred vessel, a container, a structure for us to communicate and commune with the land and our souls. There is a beginning, there is a middle, and there is an end. There is a cycle, it is a cyclical structure, and there is an opening ceremony and a closing ceremony. I want to, in this moment, also share a deep, deep respect, honoring, and gratitude to the Indigenous communities, the Indigenous elders, the Indigenous brothers and sisters, and ancestors who have established these healthy models for being in integrity with nature, being in integrity with all our relations, family, community, wider cosmic community, right? Global community and cosmic and earthly. That, just imagine, whoosh, you are all visionaries, you are all creators. Imagine that drawing. Imagine a drawing that expresses that integrity. And so what I mean by that is the ceremonies and rituals that our Indigenous brothers and sisters and ancestors I want to say created, but it was so in tune with the rhythms of life that it's almost like they're so one with it that there's actually no space to be creating anything, initiating. They were like, it's ingrained in their molecules. They're so one with it at a certain time. Right now in contemporary life, many of that community, the young community, the young generations are also remembering, relearning, and working through all the trauma that they experienced that erased that original integrity, that original blueprint, that original model, that original way of walking on the land, the way of being with the land, the way of being with community, the way of looking into your brother's or sister's eyes with respect and speaking with respect and holding and honoring commitments, right? Opening and closing ceremonies, right? And of course, this is not something that, you know, we learn only from Indigenous cultures, you know, ancient cultures. I live very close to Ephesus, and some of you have heard my story about Ephesus, you know, the ancient Greeks, Celts, you name it, the Bedouin. I mean, it just, there's like, you know, cultures in Africa and Mongolia, everywhere, all had the keys to walking in integrity with nature, walking in integrity with community, walking in integrity with life. And they're the rituals they're committed to, right? They were committed. They're not going to say like, oh, you know what? I think this year we're going to skip, you know, life is in the way. This year, let's skip Beltane. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. This year, let's skip Easter. Or this year, let's skip, I mean, this would be later cultures if I say Easter. This year, let's skip Hıdrellez, which is a celebration of transition into summer in Turkey, in the older Turkic traditions. Let's skip winter solstice. Life is in the way. You know, there are a number of people on this, groups on this planet, powers that be, that are wanting to erase our connection to nature. That, you know, we're forgetting about these old traditions and the rhythms of life and the cycles that help us to keep us in integrity. Right? Not saying we need to go back to the past and replicate. We do need to create something new. But can we create something new that is rooted in ancient wisdom? In the wisdom of our ancestors. And that is what the sacred blueprint modality is very much rooted in. And to be honest, I continue to discover its magic, even though I'm the one that birthed it, but it also is something that got birthed through me, right? Transmitted through me. And I'm consistently amazed about, you know, the synchronicities that occurred in my life to allow for this structure to be birthed. So it's a cycle. It's there's a beginning, middle, end, and there are certain steps that I guide my clients through to form this integral structure that's going to lay the foundations for a healthy stewarding of the land, a healthy relationship and communication with the nature spirits, a healthy blueprint, right, to be birthed. There needs to be certain steps that you take that are going to, quite frankly, now that's actually streaming through right now, ensure the land that you are trustworthy to work with. And again, I don't want this to be about, oh my God, am I good? Am I bad? You know, I'm not worthy of working with this beautiful property. You know, I'm not good enough for it. There can be a lot of that. Like, oh, can I step up to the grandness and the beauty? And do I deserve this property, for example? No, not getting into that. What I'm saying is we have, as humans, you know, as a human race, have destroyed Mother Gaia so much that a lot of the nature spirits and the energies on the properties and, you know, Gaia herself, you know, they can be skeptical if that's possible in their realm, right? They can be skeptical, they can be hesitant, a lot of situations, especially in overly developed areas or areas that have been really traumatized by maybe over mining, depletion, over industrialization, there is this hesitancy on the part of the nature spirits. They hide away. And in fact, a large portion of them are in hiding and are actually now coming and transforming and wanting to co-create with us. So back to the topic of integrity, you know, are you going to, and of course, it may be new for you. It may be new for you. And so, and if you are already experienced as a geomancer or someone who's studying or has or is a practitioner of feng shui or geomancy, who has experience with working with the energetics of the land, you all know well that it is very important to first create a relationship of honoring and not just prance in there with your magic wand and, like, you know, tell your clients what to do, this, and this, and, you know, refer to some books and then walk out. Or perhaps you're an architect and we all have that side of us that, you know, just really wants that beautiful building to be birthed. And we can sometimes come in with our egos or our, you know, our minds attached to that idea, and we prance into the property and really kind of secretly forcing, it can be very subtle, forcing that project to happen without acknowledging what nature needs, without acknowledging what your clients need and where they are really at in their lives. So there is an aspect of listening that helps to also form a solid integrity that just came through right now. But there is something about really holding space and being in that space of listening and following a series of steps that will ensure solid foundations, nourishing foundations, healthy foundations for your clients and for your business, right? I hope this is helpful. You know, this has been very present for me. I'm noticing how some of my private clients and myself, you know, we can fall out of integrity, you know, we can say we committed to something in the beginning, and life can really get in the way. And I want you all to be super, super aware, laser precise aware of when, you know, when you are being bombarded by energies that are pulling you away from what you really are here to do on this earth, on this planet. I don't want you to waste time anymore, women. And part of that means you've got to set up the foundations for your integrity in your schedule, in your commitments, in planning out your whole year. What are you going to do, even if you don't know how? What are the steps that you're going to take to form this foundation for your business? What are you going to do? What are the steps you're going to take? So, again, really, I get you all. I get it. I really get it. It can be really challenging. We just went through a pandemic. Our lives got flipped upside down, and we're transforming at an alarming rate. And there can be a lot of outer manifestations of that illness, inconsistencies, right? Like, you know, I'm a mom, and my son was out of school for so long, right? We were homeschooling. I mean, so much got flipped upside down, and it can be really challenging to stay in integrity when all that happens, right? And I am noticing that integrity, another aspect is that it is like a muscle to exercise, just like that meditation muscle, just like the intuition muscle. And I'm noticing that it's taking me less time to pull out of the dramas than it used to, like, or less time to heal after, you know, a big launch, right? You know, we were just in a big launch for the Sacred Blueprint online course and the interview series. And because I've made the commitment to hold this structure for my business, and you don't need to, like, it's as simple as saying it and as simple as writing it down in a calendar or a schedule, right? Or your journal, you know, write it down. You know, here's an action item for you. Take out your journal, write out what the four corners of your inner temple represented. Write out what your vision was. What did you see when we went through this visioning exercise together? And how are you going to be in integrity for yourself, for your business, for your new design modality that you're birthing, and for the land, and for the future generations, for the future generations, for our children? What does that all look like for you? Send me a PM if this inspired you, if it nourished you. I'm curious, was it helpful? And I look forward to sharing more, transmitting more, and co-creating more with all of you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.